Okay, Craig's talking to some law tech fans, so I'm going to try and sidle up and just record the conversation. Is that illegal? No, I don't think so. Okay, here we go.
Making friends.
Sure, man. It's always what you do.
So, hey,
I'm Robert.
Hey, I'm Patrick. Nice to meet you, Rob.
You are from Illinois also.
Yeah, I am Black. Right. In your conference.
No. So you live in the town that the university's in?
No, I live in St. Louis.
You guys do?
Oh, okay.
No. Just
Ohio State. Ohio State.
They were just a turn Illinois grad?
I am. So I heard you saying turnovers. That's the key.
Well, it has been for us. I mean, that's good. I know. Even in the Marshall game that we end up losing,
that's a team we didn't
we had the game won.
But they do a lot of the same stuff.
But when we turn the ball over, if you turn our ball over, you're going to lose. I mean,
it's just a faster game.
Was it your Northwestern State game? That's what you turned out.
Yes.
Five turnovers.
And, you know, I don't mean this likely because we're from Louisiana. Northwestern's like playing high school.
Yeah.
I mean, in level of.
But the best team on any day can lose, man.
But they're not anything at the level we're at.
So in Illinois, we have Illinois State.
I think it humiliated us.
That's a good team. Yes. This would be like us losing to Western.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I'm telling you, there's some folks who want to fire the guy. I mean, it's a huge rivalry. You know, before we got up into Division One, that was the rivalry game because they were the same guys.
How close are the schools for, like,
60 miles.
60 miles apart.
I thought you guys just didn't like Louisiana Lafayette.
Well, we don't like them either. But North of. I tell you, we really don't like them. ULM, which is University of Louisiana Monroe, used to be called Northeast.
Right.
Now they're 30 miles from us, and we hate their guts. Yeah. We hate them because they're a high school.
Yeah.
And then Grambling, which is 5 miles from us.
I never played it.
A lot of pro line guys come out of there.
You know, in the old days, that's where all the great black athletes came from.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's incredible to see what talent was there.
Yeah.
They never would play each other.
Quite
frankly, there was no benefit either way.
Everybody.
You know what I'm saying? If Tech plays and wins, you're supposed to.
Weirdly enough,
if Grambler plays and wins, that don't look good on our program.
So, do you go all the way back to Bradshaw days?
Oh, yeah. My dad was a 51 graduate there. I have a grandmother that graduated in the 30s. I mean, we're a long-term family, but yeah.
So you're from the Ruston area?
I live in Shreveport, which is 70 miles west of there.
It's really kind of like East Texas.
So you're rooting for the Independence Bowl some way to come up?
Yeah. It's going to be a rainy day tomorrow in Shreveport. Teams that came, they're kind of, everybody that goes to
Iowa has
a great experience. I mean, one thing I'll say, it's not the big time name, but they put it on like unbelievable as far as.
Well, it's right. Entertaining. It's a big part of our city. It's not like here. This is kind of on the edge of Dallas. You know, Dallas is huge. So there, the Independence Bowl is just everything. It's people.
So the prizes they get, the kind of food they eat, kind of
places they get to go to.
It's huge. It's putting on the dog, so to speak. And everybody that leaves there goes, wow.
Yeah.
You know, like, wow.
Who is it this year? It's
South Carolina and Miami.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
So that's pretty big programs.
Yeah. South Carolina sold 800 tickets.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. They all got travel.
Yeah. So everybody's booing them. And that's not, you know, they've been other places. You know how that is.
It's a little difficult. Again this year to Shreveport.
Yeah. But, you know, that's because they're missing out on what really. I met some of the guys from the University of Miami. Of course, they're like them. They're usually going to a big bowl, and they say, you know what we like? We found this is kind of nice. You can get around easy. People are very friendly, hospitable, and the logistics is as good as any place that we go to. So that's a plus for everybody, you know? And players, I was at an FCA breakfast Christmas Eve morning. They had a good turnout. Everybody was happy. Everybody's like, man, we're having fun. And, I asked them, did you eat the blackened alligator? Yeah, we had it last night.
Is there any of that in there or no?
No, I don't think they have it.
That's continental.
This is Texas now.
You got to get a little south.
A little further south. But we have a tree board.
Yeah. That Dallas, one thing you learn about Dallas is nobody's from Dallas.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The Independence Bowl is going to have its, because the Duck Commander guys,
they
put the money up, so all the locals will just come for that.
Huge.
I bet there's going to, I'm telling you how many duck calls are going to be there, and people
go,
it's going to be crazy.
It's going to sound like the World Cup with all those
ducks. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've talked about the referees use duck calls to stop the game, right? I mean, think, look, like camoed outfits.
beard.
With the, hats. Beard.
Yeah. With the hat. With the hat and the duck call. It's a stop. Play. You know, but I don't think they went that far.
No, we won't get there.
Yeah.
We won't break that.
I'll get there.
Yeah.
So they've done a lot of things with the team wrapped around the Duck Commander theme.
Yeah.
And, you know, for, like, those guys, you know, that's a separate, especially Miami guys, that's a culture shock of all kinds.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, the rednecks of South Carolina, they're used to it, but those Miami boys,
like, wow. What are they doing?
Like, what is that?
Yeah, that's his real beard. I think they had a beard contest.
They did.
There's some folks that has
big old.
Who do you work? I mean, how do you do that?
Are they tied in the University of All because of, you know, he was before Bradshaw? Are they at all, like, donors at all? Or anything?
Yeah, I mean, they support. I don't know if you ever read much about him.
Well, I know he was the quarterback.
He actually started in front of him, but he didn't.
He liked duck hunting.
Football was not his passion.
Yeah, I read that article on how he showed up to practice 20 minutes late.
Oh, yeah.
He was out hunting. Yeah.
He lived in the marriage. He was already married. That was one problem. You know, that's a problem. That there was already a different focus.
Yeah.
And he just didn't have the passion for football. But he was a great high school player. Played a little bit of 2A school. But in those days,
all his boys, they all went to smaller schools in southern Arkansas, actually. Okay.
Yeah, none of them went to
the one that's on the show.
Willie?
Yeah, he went to
Southern Arkansas, I think. Magnolia, I think. Or ULM.
Hardman.
Oh, maybe it was.
It's kind of private school. It's a small college.
It's not Chilo Baptist. It's the one that's right there.
Washtenaw Baptist is there.
Bradshaw and them got together for the first time in 40 years at a game this year.
At a La Tech game?
At a home game. Yeah. And they had spoken to each other. I mean, it wasn't like they're mad. They just separate lives.
By the way, do you
and they laughed together. You could just, I mean, they were having so much fun because they were reminiscing about stupid things that I'm sure they were doing.
You say La Tech. Does everybody say La Tech?
Or not down there.
You say Louisiana. Everybody in the country says La Tech.
I know, and we prefer Louisiana Tech.
Interesting.
Because it kind of, once again, it's that ooh la la group. It kind of ties us to that Louisiana Lafayette thing. Like,
and ULM.
So we kind of go, no, we like Louisiana Tech. But that's a mouthful when you're commentating, I would say.
Yeah, so everybody says La Tech.
The other guys I talked to just said they call it Vut Town.
Yeah, well, there we go.
We're just glad we didn't miss the bowl opportunity this year. Last year we kind of fooled around.
2 years ago when you beat us, you went like 8-4 and played musical chairs and no bowl.
I know.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I don't have to tell you.
Conference USA commissioner, I got to give him some credit. He did a nice job of locking up some bowls.
Maybe at our place. Plus, here's the other thing. ULM was going to get invited to the eye bowl and wanted us to play. But there's no benefit at all for either team, really. Play each other at the eye bowl.
If we lost, it'd really be bad.
Yeah, I mean, it really didn't help us in our program at all. So the idea is like, look, we really don't want to do that. They kept telling us that the Memphis Bowl, Liberty Bowl report, was going to ask us. That's what the story was. So he told them, wait till so and so. Well, that wasn't the story. somebody was lying somewhere. And next thing we know, we're out. Because they came back and said, well, y'all want to come play? And he's like, no, I can play that.
Was Dykes already gone by then, or was he
was on the way out, which was the other problem. We were like 8-1 with 3 games left. Yeah. In the last 3 games, everybody knew it except the pump. I mean, the players knew it.
Everybody
even though
knew
it was, because everybody, I think they gave up. They didn't care.
Yeah.
And they were all mad at him. Once they don't play, he kind of shoveled them off to the side.
Yeah. They went and threw garbage on his house, on his own lawn. So,
well, what's going to happen for us is we skip the whole season. If he goes 8-4 next year or 9-3, you'll lose it.
Get another.
We can't support it. That's our. I don't know about y'all, but we don't have these financial power.
Last time we were really good, 1990, we lost John Makovic to Texas. And so, you know, it's the same for us.
If
we get really, really good, somebody.
So what y'all's recruiting like? I mean, that's our problem. We're finally going to be able to recruit.
Kind of in the same boat you guys are in terms of we're in a reasonably powerful state in the region. Everybody recruits the hell out of it. We're in an area that's not the most desirable part of the state in some people's minds. So
small town, probably. It's kind of built around the
university. There's a couple hundred thousand people. It's built around the university. It's
Ruston's like farm country.
But you've got Notre Dame in Indiana.
See, I was going to say,
Chicago is there.
The